Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
No limit, no boundary. I see it. what you heard, so you can see what you said. Oh, pray these words, take the limits off, 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 take the limits off.
What? What? It was muted? Oh, we need more black-owned businesses. That's my fault because I did it earlier. We need more black-owned businesses, but you didn't check, so you get an L too. But we need more black-owned businesses so that the black dollar should be, if Bronzeville, right? And I know Bronzeville is ever changing, but Bronzeville is still a black community. And those black dollars should stay in Bronzeville. I didn't even know it was. Let me say it like this, because you know all things food. Did you know about the black ice cream shop in Bronzeville? It's called, I don't know. Somebody help me out. I'm sure if you Google it, it'll, huh? I'm not sure, but it's a black owned ice cream shop in Bronzeville. It's right over here on 47th Street. I knew nothing about it, but I just found out about it. Matter of fact, you know when I found out about it? Oh, and I got to talk about this too, and then we're going to move on because it's 8:30, right? Right, and I was going to be on time, but I'm doing this article because it's 2 days old now because I was supposed to do it last week Friday, and I didn't do it. I saw it on the – I'm going to move on quickly. I want to say congratulations, and I got to figure out – I think I figured out how to do it. I want to say congratulations to Ebenezer for the Somebody Fee Phil segment on Netflix. If you have not seen it, Netflix has a show called Somebody Fee Phil. That's how I saw the black-owned ice cream shop. I didn't find out about it during the protest. I found out about it on Somebody Fee Phil. And they got a peach cobbler ice cream that looked like it will bless the Lord. But I want to congratulate Ebenezer on being on that Netflix show, Somebody Feed Phil. It looked amazing. I mean, like for real. Like you know, when you at a place and you see stuff and you know where there's cracks and damn, you know, but when you see it on TV and you don't see none of that, I mean, it was wonderful, man. The lighting, the videography, the sound, the interview with Pastor Person. Somebody did what? The ice cream. Oh, Sean Michelle's. Oh, okay, homemade. Yeah, and it's homemade. Bless the Lord. I wonder what time they close. I need to run by there before I can. What'd you say? Say what? I do eat ice cream. Didn't get none this year either. Got no. Didn't get no gelato this year. But yeah, it is black-owned ice cream, homemade ice cream, homemade, y'all. But congratulations again for that, man. It was great to see. I was glad to see it. Black owned. We can find out. Ramona say address. I know, right? I don't know. We'll get the address and we'll maybe we need to find out who they are. We'll have them on the show. Sample. Huh? Hey, when Uncle Remus came and did our show, they brought a pan. Huh? Somebody say grab pan. Huh? With extra sauce and bread in that. All of that. All love. Right. She brought a pan. Sister Charmaine Ricketts. She big time now. She on 1390 all the time. She got her own little segment now. the Brunch Bunch. I ain't mad. Everybody blow up once they come on here, though. I ain't mad. Hot dollar bill, y'all. I ain't mad. Everybody blow up once they come on this show. I don't know, Ramona. We'll get the address. But we need to call them and ask them when they come on. We tell them we saw them on 46 East 47th Street. Oh, okay. All right. That must be Pat on the Ebenezer. You said it's far south? East on 47th Street. Okay. But yeah, man. I mean, you know, it was great to see the church. It was great. They interviewed Deacon Taylor. My buddy, Deacon Taylor was on. That was good. He sat down at the table with Deacon Taylor, because he sat down during breakfast, because that's when we were still serving breakfast before everything, you know. It was good. I wasn't here because I preached at Second Baptist that Sunday when they were doing the filming. I was preaching at Michael's church because Michael was out of town. But it was good, man. It was great to see the church in an amazing light. The choir sounded great. Stanley gave a little solo during the breakfast because they asked him to sing a little something. That was perfect, man. It was just good, good, good. I was proud of my church. I must say I was proud of my church for that particular program, man. That was good stuff. That was good, good, good stuff. All right, look, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into our conversation. Five ways David gave thanks. Five ways, huh? Come on, y'all gonna do this with me. Y'all stay here, man. It's the TTLO radio show, right? Come on, I need to load Lanasia's new song, but I'm gonna go ahead and give us this one right here. Come on, y'all. Let's have a little praise party. It is Praise Break Friday, so let's do this. Be right back, y'all.
Let the devil know God is in control. When he tries to show his face, lift your hand.
tried to bring my show back. I miss my. How long have you been off the air? 2 years. At least, you know, I didn't get it for 2 years. So I've been off the air on Wednesday. Yeah. But I haven't done a Wednesday show since I've been here. So, you know, first came back. So, yeah. Huh? No, I'm not saying this Wednesday. I'm saying, but I do want to bring my show back on Wednesday nights. I feel like I want to bring my show back on Wednesday nights. Yeah. I'm just saying we were Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We were that for like 4 years, and then we cut it because we, you know, situation. But yeah, my show needs to be back on Wednesday nights. Wisdom Wednesdays was a good show. Yeah, so we need to work that out. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. I just thought that's in my I'm not doing that. So yeah, matter of fact. Yeah, we definitely, matter of fact, yeah. What's this, June? July. Huh? Right. July. How's that? You cool with that? All right, July. So there it is. I'm just saying. Look, hey, you know, people have their ministries. This is mine. Anyway, we got this great article, five ways. Can I get some volume in my ear? There we go. Five ways. Nope, right there. Five ways David gave thanks. I think at a time like this, we really, even though situations are extreme and there's a lot of turmoil and trials and tribulations and all those things, we got to understand why and how to give thanks. So David is probably one of the best examples in the Bible on how to give thanks. Let me read what the writer says. This article was written literally a week ago on the 29th. It's on churchleaders.com. The writer of the article is Dustin Crowe. Dustin Crowe was the writer of the article. He says this. He says, Thanksgiving in the Bible is for both the sunlit mountaintop and the deep, dark valley. He says, Paul calls us to give thanks in all circumstances. We don't wait until our faith is so full and strong that Thanksgiving bursts at the seams, but we practice Thanksgiving even when we're fearful or worried because it's part of how we set our eyes on God and cultivate faith in him. Thanksgiving, the writer says, is one of the key ways we push back against the full court press from worry, fear, and anxiety. Huh? From worry, fear, and anxiety. I know I just had the Facebook feed up on my phone and it just went off. So y'all make sure y'all tell me if something crazy just happened. All right. Oh, there it is. Okay. So let's keep it moving. Thank you. It's over there now. Okay. So the writer goes on to say, the Psalms prove especially helpful for seeing Thanksgiving as a weapon against worry. I like that. The Psalms prove especially helpful as a weapon for seeing Thanksgiving as a weapon against worry. He says, because the Psalms are so beautifully written, I think we sometimes imagine that they must have been written for a serene cabin in the woods. But in reality, the psalmists crafted many of their words in the midst of danger, trials, and suffering. David penned a number of psalms when he was in the wilderness. Oh, this will preach. Running and hiding from enemies, abandoned, betrayed, hungry, thirsty, and weary. Come on, y'all. This is good. The writer goes on to say this. The Psalms in the wilderness were forced in the fire and not on a spiritual retreat. That's good. Psalms in the fire, but not on a spiritual retreat. They were formed in the fire, but not on a spiritual retreat. All right. Let's keep it moving. The writer says this. Come on, computer. Work with me. He says, and while David does cry out to God and ask for help, he pairs his prayers for deliverance with thanksgiving. Oh, this is good. He pairs his prayers for deliverance with thanks. Let's continue. The writer goes on to say this. He says, when David's life is full of things that would cause worry by looking around, he intentionally looked up in thanksgiving. He intentionally looks up in thanksgiving. He gives thanks to set his eyes and heart on God, who is much bigger than his enemies. Rather than being consumed with fear about the circumstance, he gives thanks to God ruling over those circumstances. It would be easy to be discouraged or overwhelmed and give up, or to throw in the towel or throw all his energy into seeking control by devising a plan. But David's response in trials is to practice thanksgiving. Let me ask y'all this question. How many of you all, in the midst of trials, in the midst of heartaches, how many of you all have the sense or the knowledge to thank God in the midst of your trial? This is going to help somebody today. I feel all right now. This is good. This is going to help somebody today. In the midst of a trial, how many of you all have the courage? Huh? How many of you all have the courage? How many of you all have the faith to still thank God in the midst of your trial? That's what David did. That's what David did. David gives thanks in a few different ways. In a few different ways. He gives thanks. And I think we can follow his example, the writer says, by leaning into gratitude when we're worried. I'll mention five ways he gives thanks when in the midst of trials that apply to us today. So the first one says, look back. The first way David gives thanks is he looks back. Huh? Come on. Stay with me. The writer says this. He says, sometimes David gives thanks for how God delivered, protected, and provided in the past. See Psalm 105 to 107. But then he says, before walking through Israel's history of fickleness and God's faithfulness, David writes these words. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Huh. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell all of his wondrous works. And remember the wondrous works that he has done. His miracles and his judgments he uttered in Psalm 105, in the 105th, as we said on Sunday, the 105th. What was the word? Not the number of the division of the Psalms, huh? Watch this. David rehearses God's work as a means to fill his heart with worship. Can I help you? When your heart is filled with worship, you can't worry. That's going to help somebody. That will preach all by itself. When your heart is filled with worship, you can't worry. That's a t-shirt. I'm just saying. How much do the t-shirts cost to make? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know nothing. You don't tell me nothing. You just show up with it. Right. T-shirt fairy. Okay. That is a t-shirt. You can't say that ain't a good t-shirt. That ain't a good t-shirt. Okay. Thank you, Tanya. He looks back and remembers God's faithfulness, and he thanks him for it. He recounts God's deliverance, mercy, or help throughout his life to strengthen and sustain his faith in the present. That's a real good TTLO t-shirt. This helps him know God can deliver him again. He can face today and tomorrow because why? He's thankful for God's provision. Come on now. His power and his presence in the past. How has God been faithful, kind, merciful, gracious in the past? How? Give thanks for the times and the way he's provided, delivered, sustained, and comforted you through the trials in your past. That's looking back. Just like God helped you when you were worried in the past, God will help you in whatever worries you today. Come on now. That's a good, somebody need to help me with this. You can't worry. Come on now, if you worship. Huh? If your heart is full of worship, that's the t-shirt right there. If your heart is full of worship, there is no room for worry. Ooh. Tanya shouting, y'all. What a camera. Turn the camera over there. She almost went in. What? Oh, the day. Oh, the day it happens. Oh, the day. How you know? Is that going to happen in front of me? I just hope we have multiple cameras, because I don't care where I am. I'm turning the camera your way. All right, I'm going to shout for you. I'm going to shout because you shout. I'm going to shout because it hit you. So I ain't going to even be able to laugh at you, because I'm going to be shouting with you because you were shouting. But, oh, it's going to happen. It's going to hit. It's going to be like when Danielle and Darren mama Pat got happy. that one time, and when Darren got ready to join church, and she let out a scream that broke like four windows in the church. Yeah, it's gonna be one of them. Like, okay. The second thing he does. You got it. You ready? The second thing he does is he listens. Oh God, huh? That ain't right. Oh, consider God. I'm sorry. Yeah. Look at that. See, going too fast. What I get playing with you? Consider. The next thing David does is he considers God. He considers God. Did I just get dark on the screen all of a sudden? Or have I been dark this whole time? Well, I've been dark. Well, I know I'm dark. But, yeah. Anyway, David says this. He considered God. He considered God. Other times he says thanksgiving focuses simply on who God is, on who God is. David will give thanks to God because of his compassion, power, mercy, faithfulness, and love. He says this in Psalm 54, with a free will offering, I will sacrifice to you, and I will give thanks to your name, O Lord, for it is good. Oh, that's by itself. Come on now. David says this, David thanks God for his goodness, and he doesn't wait until the trouble stops. Woo, come on now, or the worry phase, but he gives thanks in the midst of the trial. He practices thanksgiving in the wilderness and does not wait until he's safely back at home. Huh? By giving thanks to God for who he is, our view of God grows. Huh? This puts our worries and fears in perspective. They don't go away, but they start to shrink compared to the all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present God. Even, the writer says, even if you don't see the blessings in your life, you can thank God for who he is. Oh, that's rich. You know what I need? I need you to record. That's a t-shirt so you can hit the button. That's another t-shirt. See? That's good, though. That's good. I can't help it. That even if you don't see the blessings in your life, you can thank God for who he is. Yes.
If anybody would like to give to the TTLO Media Ministry t-shirt.
That's going to be the only time I put a Cash App up, because y'all know I don't do the Cash App thing.
Please Cash App us at TTLO.
You ain't right. But he says this. He says, as you consider God's attributes or character, or see him in scripture or even in nature, grow in gratitude by giving him thanks. What are some of the attributes, characteristics, or truths about God? Read this again. What are some of the attributes, characteristics, or truths about God, about who God is, you can thank him for? So when you think about that, right? And this is the thing. We can say it like this. You ain't got to wait till the battle is over. You can thank God now. Shout now. Shout while it's going on now. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until it look like you're about to win. Don't wait until you're on your last breath. Just start thanking God ahead of time. Right? You ain't got to wait until somebody tell you to shout. You don't need a I don't need a praise team. I don't need a band. I don't need somebody to play me a bump. All I got to do is think about the goodness of, come on, Jesus, and all he's done for me, and my soul, come on, that's what David said, my soul shouts hallelujah. So first you look back, then you consider God. Come on now, we're talking about five ways David gave thanks. Come on, y'all, I know it's all right. He says this, the third thing he does is, he does what? He listens. The writer says this. He says, David sometimes thanks God for listening to his prayers and his cries. Psalm 66, 19 and 20, he said it like this. But truly God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me. this thing, God, he says, watch this. God hears, he knows, he is with us. So regardless of what happens, David is thankful that God bends his ear to us. Come on, y'all. God listens. This is how you give thanks to God. by this is how you can give thanks, by showing that he listens, or reminding him that he hears our prayers. You thank him for listening. Watch this. He goes on to say this. He says, we can be thankful that our prayers and the burdens of our hearts can be brought to God, and he listens to us with the love of a pain does not go unnoticed, and his cries does not go unheard, and neither do yours. Come on, y'all. The God of the universe, our Father, listens to you, and he is present with you. So give thanks. That's how you give thanks. You give thanks by looking back on all of the things God has done. Then you give thanks by considering who he is. Watch this. If he does anything else, you thank him for what he's already done. And if he don't do nothing else, you thank him for simply being who he is. Okay. That was the third one. Come on, y'all. What time is it? What time? We're going to be on time. The fourth one. Thank you. Fifth flow. The fourth one says, we expect him to work. We expect him to work. Y'all got it? We expect him to work. The writer says this. David gives thanks connected to his prayer request in an expectation for how God will act. David has an expectation that God is going to do a thing. Psalms 52, 5 and 9 says, he gives thanks in advance for what God is doing and what God will do. Come on now, that's Psalm 52, 5 and 9. He's confident that because God loves him, is for him, and has good plans for him, and is at work in his life, that God will provide, protect, and deliver him. He will give thanks. He gives thanks even as he prays for what God will do, and then he rests in him. There's nothing like, first of all, insurance is a wonderful thing, but having blessed assurance is a whole nother thing. I feel like you're trolling me over there. I feel like you're making fun of me over there. I feel like you're making fun of me over there. I feel like you low key making fun of me. Y'all see what they're talking about? That'll preach right there. You know, saying what I would say. That's okay though. That's okay. It's all good. When David flees his enemies and seeks God deliverance, watch this. He both asks for help and then thanks God in advance for the help that's already on the way. He says, but God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly. That's that Psalm 52, 5, and 8, and 9. Can we thank God in advance? Right? So what that means is, we talked about this on Bible study on Wednesday. When you get through praying, get up and start working as if God has already done the thing. Y'all don't hear me. If God told you, if you prayed to God about your business, oh God, help somebody right now. Let me talk to somebody. If you prayed to God about your business and God told you yes, then get up and start working in the yes. If you prayed to God about a thing, then get up and start working in the thing as though it is already done. Don't pray and then go sit on the couch and say, well, I talked to the Lord, and now I'm just going to wait on the Lord. You're going to be 60, 70, and 80. Talking about I've been praying and praying and praying all night long and still waiting. Get up and move and work in the thing that God has already told you. Y'all don't hear me. That's going to help somebody's ministry right there. You ain't got to wait on it. If God told you to start something, start it. If God told you to leave something, then leave it. Oh, God, hope to help me now. If God told you to build, build. Huh? If he told you to run for office, then guess what? Start getting your team together. If he told you to open up a business, start putting a plan together. Come on. He told you to invest in some property or start buying, then guess what? Start looking. I don't care what your account look like. I don't care what your credit look like. If he said, if you talk to him and he gave you a yes, then yes it is. And so it be, and so it is. So let it be, so let it be written, so let it be done. Huh? Last one, and we're gonna get out of here. So the first way David gave thanks was he looked back. The second way he gave thanks was he considered God. The third way was he listened. The fourth way was he expected him to work. And the last one was, then you got to look for God's hand. Ooh, this is a preach. Look for God's look for God's hand. Look for God's hand. Watch this. The writer says, David stirs gratitude in his heart by giving thanks for blessings of God he does see or know about. All right? Worry can trap us in the moment, the writer says, in the hard circumstances or even in the hypothetical questions racing in our mind. Anxiety and fear can consume our thoughts so it's all we can see. David fights this by intentionally looking for ways God is at work. God has blessed him or has filled his life with good things. Oh, this is good. David gives thanks for God's daily mercy and grace, or the things he sees in creation all around him that are gifts or God's provisions in his life or God's good promises to his people. Psalm 138, 2 and 3 says, I bow down toward your holy temple and give thanks to your name for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. Verse 3 says, On the day I called, you answered me, and my strength and my soul increased. Oh God, help us today. My God, today. Woo! Come on now. Look for his hand. The writer says this. He says, look, your life will always have worries and trials, but it will always have many gifts and blessings. It will also have many gifts and blessings. We tend to focus more on the worries and the trial and neglect God's work or gifts. But as we choose to look or listen for how God is at work, as we give thanks, our faith sees that there are many blessings carrying us through the many trials. Let every day be a chance for an I spy God's moment. Oh, that's good. Your life is full of blessings, even if they feel like small ones. And as we notice them and give thanks, our outlook on things begin to change. Like a snowball, little blessings grow into bigger ones, and our faith in God grows. Our faith in God. Good, y'all. We got to learn how to give thanks, right? We got to learn how to give thanks. He closes out with this. He says, when you see God's gifts or taste grace, give thanks. Rather than be ruled by worry, we rest and trust in God by giving thanks to God. Think less about the things causing your fear or worry by setting your mind on who God is. Come on now. What he's done, how he's been faithful in the past, and the good gifts he's given you. Drown your anxieties, worries, and fear by immersing yourself in gratitude. Give thanks. Woo! I just got an idea for another t-shirt. You like the I Spy? Yeah. I Spy God in this. That's good. That's a TTLO t-shirt. See, are you writing this stuff down? Are you keeping track? All the TTLO shirts. Well, you know, they could be black or white. Or purple. Purple. Purple is wonderful. With gold writing. Say what? It was purple. Really? You got to do all that over there? Ooh, the pettiness is real. This drown your anxieties and worries and fears by immersing yourself in gratitude. Give thanks. That's a t-shirt. Drown your worries in worship. Huh? Come on. Come on. We're folks worshiping around the pool. Hey, right there. Huh? Drown your worries in worship. Huh? Come on. That's a t-shirt. Y'all ain't trying to help me. Look here. This. Huh? This That's a t-shirt for real. That's a t-shirt for real. Drown your worries in worship, man. That's good. That's good. That's good. I like that. Drown your worries in. What was my first one? If your heart is full of worship, there is no room for worry. Huh? I think it's backwards. Because you won't be writing this stuff down when I tell you, and then I'll be over here. You know, I'm lost. I forgot what I said 10 minutes ago. So, you know, you watch this. My new excuse. You know I'm 50. So I'm all 50. Like, all 50. Huh? I'm all 50. What you mean? I'm 50 for real. Right. I'm 50 in 1 month. That's a t-shirt. Okay, I'm through, y'all. I'm through. She just gave me the look. All right, y'all. Look, this. I love this. I love the idea of this giving thanks or finding room and ways to give thanks. We should be able to give thanks and thanks to God in all things, right? Even when things feel difficult, right? Even when we lose a job, when we lose a family member, when we lose a loved one. We still ought to be able to give God. We can still be able to give God thanks. We can thank God for the times that we shared with Him. Right? Don't drown yourself in worry or regret that you didn't spend enough time. Think back on the little bitty simple things. Right? It's not the big things. The big things don't matter. Right? It's the simple things. Right? And I know mourning and grief are all a part of this life that we live. But if we can give God thanks that, you know, God, I thank you for the time I had with them. I thank you for the time I had around my family members. I thank you for whatever time it had, man. If you lose something, you lose a job, a pet, whatever it may be, you have to find a way to thank God throughout that process. Even in all of the craziness that's going on in Chicago right now with the looting, you know, I thank God. We can thank God for the life of George Floyd, because guess what? It took a George Floyd dying to get us to get up off our butts. It took a George Floyd dying to get us to be more united, right? So, yeah, it's a horrible death. It's a horrible situation. There's a family that no longer has a father. There's a daughter that's fatherless right now. But at the same time, we can still thank God for George Floyd. Even whatever flaws George Floyd had, we can still thank God for that situation, right? Thank you, Malia Stewart. Thank you. She said 50 look good on me. Thank you, Malia. Bless you. You thank Cheryl King. Some good jeans. And some dude named Joe. But we have to be thankful, right? We have to be thankful. Even in that, I was being sarcastic talking about my sperm donor, but I'm thankful for him. If he served no purpose, I'm thankful, because without him, I wouldn't be here. So, you know, I have to be thankful even in those situations, right? You have to be thankful, man. So you have to find a way to thank God in and throughout all circumstances, even when it's horrible. I'm not telling you not to grieve. I'm not telling you not to mourn. I'm not telling you not to be disheartened. I'm telling you that even in the midst of that process, find a way to tell the Lord thank you. And watch what happens. Watch what happens when you thank God in the midst. It's easy to thank Him for winning the lottery. But thank Him when you're broke and you're struggling. Or thank Him when you're in the midst of trying to get something and you've been trying and trying and trying. Can you say thank you anyway in the midst of that? You may not have the place you want, but can you thank Him for the place you got? Because if you thank Him for the place you got, How much more thankful are you going to be when you get the place you want? Woo! Huh? That's going to help somebody. Huh? I might have preached to myself. That's going to help somebody. I'm just trying to tell the people. Huh? Y'all need to get this, man. Look, grieving and worry and all that, you might not have the job you want. But it's serving a purpose, right? So you thank God I'm able to pay most of the bills. Can you thank God that you're able to pay most of the bills? Huh? Come on now. Look, I'm gonna pray and I'm gonna get out of here. Father God, we thank you for the time we've had on tonight, Lord. We just thank you, God, for being with us today, God. We just want to say thank you, God. Even in the midst, we want to say thank you, God. Even in confusion, we can find reason to thank you, God. Even in heartache right now, God, we can find a reason to thank you, God. Even in the midst of turmoil, we can find reason to thank you, God. Even in the midst of grief, grieving, God, we can find a reason to thank you, God. Even in the midst of mourning, God, for those that are going through mourning, God, we can find a reason to thank you, God. We ask, God, that you would wrap your arms of protection around us, God. Continue to protect us, God. Continue to give us courage, God, to go out and fight the good fight, God. Continue to allow us to show righteous anger for the things that are happening to our people, God. Continue to give us new ways, God. Show us how to be, to teach us ingenuity, God, that we can be creative, God, that we don't, if they won't let us come to the table, God, show us how to make our own table, God. We thank you in advance, God, for what you're doing for us already, God. God, we want to say a special prayer, God, to the Goss and Coleman family, God, on the burial of their family member today, God, and the funeral of their family member today. God, we want to lift up Mother Merlene Frances Coleman today, God, on the burial of her daughter, God. We recognize, God, but your word tells us that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. God, so we just want to lift them up, God. We want to say thank you, God, for the life of their daughter, God, the life of their family member, their cousin, their aunt, their niece, whoever she was, God. We just want to say thank you for them, God. Now, as we leave this place, whatever your presence, we ask for traveling mercy and grace. We pray this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. I thought you said something. She said amen. Hey, amen, amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. Is the ice cream shop still open? Did you check? You ain't checked, did you? You don't be checking. yes. Yes. See, and then you get a t-shirt, right? You know what your t-shirt say? No. I do it all. See, there it is. What? You what? You're not my flunky. Stop. Really? Really? Really, Tanya? Don't. If you hung, you can hear. I had that all day today, huh? Oh, God. Anyway, look, y'all be blessed, man. Look, if you got to drive through, look, it's past curfew. If you got to drive through these special, you better have your credentials, your identifications. You better, if you got to drive through this special, special city, we call Chicago, do me a favor, my brothers and my sister. Keep your head on the swivel. Two T's, one L, one O. With your hands lifted up, say, say.